What are you listening to?
To another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh, no.
Holy dooly, what a week of netball. All right, you need to go again.
This could be that blooper room.
Okay. Holy dooly.
Start again.
Holy dooly, what a week of netball.
Woo! For all you listening at home, no, that's not Media Maddie.
It's definitely not Media Maddie. She's a bit taller than Media Maddie.
And she's got a bit of a high-pitched voice. Who is it?
It's Sophie.
Woo!
Our fill-in, ring-in host.
And we didn't just bring her in as like a guest. We were like, well, if someone's going to fill Media Maddie's spot, they've got to take on that role. So Sophie's not only a guest here, she's not only just a third podcast host, she is the anchor.
I feel honoured. It's getting a bit hot in this room, actually.
Sophie's getting very flustered. And now, Maddie, I hear that she's been rehearsing.
She has been rehearsing. I think the intro, she had a couple of options, but we went with Holy Dooly, apparently.
Yeah, I say it a lot at training, so I thought, might as well bring it in.
What else do you say at training when you do something wrong?
Might not be it. Oh, I say, bad dobby.
What did you think I was thinking when you said it's not, it'll be appropriate?
I was going to say, tits.
I think, Sophie, as a long-term listener of the show, you should know that saying tits on this is very much appropriate. But no, Sophie.
Did you say that?
I say, bad dobby.
Bad dobby.
It's you become a thing now.
Yeah. When I miss. Tits.
What's the other thing we had the other day going on with... Oh, it was, yoo-hoo, big summer blower. Oh, yeah. We've started trying to say that to kind of lighten the mood if we make a mistake, but we haven't done it as much as we did in training that time.
I think it was supposed to be a centre pass play, but we have not once done it. I actually forgot about it.
So, guys, if you're listening now, tune in to this week's game for the yoo-hoo, big summer blowout, centre pass. Can't actually remember what it even involves, but we'll see.
It's going well. It's going strong.
But maybe we should give a little update on, we were going to try and call in our missing anchor, but I think the time difference, or she could be.
Yeah, shock horror, guys.
I was about to say death by overdose of Sudafed.
Oh, I was going to say shock horror. She's sick.
That girl, I swear to God, I remember her, like, but the problem is, I think, and Maddie, I know you're going to be listening, I think you jinx yourself.
Yeah, because she talked herself into it.
It's all she talked about leading up was like, I can't get sick, I can't get this.
This is what happened last year, this is what happened.
And I think, like, upon reflection, maybe this is just like, she needs to live in the moment. Like, waiting for the ACOTAR fifth book. Like, why put that off? She should have just read that right at the time. She should have just let herself get sick when she needed to get sick, and this wouldn't have happened.
So it's her fault.
Yes. But we miss you.
We really miss you.
Alas, we miss you. Sophie, I'm just looking at you to say something.
Yeah, I know.
But you don't have to. I was also going to say, actually, sorry, I'm really taking over all of my gear, which,
I think you should
unlike what happens in other episodes anyway. I was going to say she went and saw Book of Mormon.
Yes, great. Have you seen Book of Mormon?
I have not. I haven't heard of it, but I messaged her about it.
Gal.
I know. I messaged her about it because I was telling her she should go watch Six.
Oh, you did say that. But she's now, like, because everyone knows Maddie's got a very obsessive personality. So she said that she's now going to be in her Book of Mormon era.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. I don't know if that's a good era to be in.
It's quite controversial and a lot going on.
I don't know if you're playing those songs on repeat.
We, Maddie, we went and saw, actually, it's almost better that there's only one Maddie now because I don't have to specify which Maddie I'm talking to. So, Maddie, we can keep Sophie for a little bit longer if you want. Just kidding. We miss you. We went and saw it when we got to London, but I was so jet lagged.
Oh my god. Second act, I looked over and she's just like, snoozing.
I don't know why we thought it would be a good idea for the first night we got there to go and see it. And I was so excited.
I think
we're
like, it'll keep us up.
Oh, I know, but the dark room and like, I'm either like a sleeper on like, in moving like vehicles or just like a dark room where I can't like occupy myself sort of thing. Yeah, movies. I know. But it was very funny.
The movie kept us up yesterday, actually.
It did. It was a good movie, to be fair.
We went and saw Inside Out too.
Yeah. Also, I was just going to give people context. So we had the red eye back from Perth.
It was half a red eye.
Half a red eye.
Well, yeah. But like, what do you mean half a red eye? Like the midnight or the 6 a.m.?
Yeah. Because
we went in the morning.
But that's still a red eye.
I mean, I know 12 a.m. is still the morning, but.
Well, the reason it's called a red eye. Do you know why?
No.
You don't know why it's called the red eye?
No.
Do you actually not?
Because your eyes get red.
Correct. That's actually the reason. It's like because you're so tired that your eyes are red. Yeah. So I think that's why 6 a.m. technically still is a red eye because we had to get up at 3:30.
Yeah, okay.
But people correct us if I'm wrong.
Please correct us. We don't have Matthew here.
Yeah, no, we should have brought Matthew in. But yeah, half the reserves girls got the midnight red eye. But we realised that would have been worse because the flight actually only ended up being like 3.5, 4 hours. So whereas at least we got to go to sleep for a few hours and then woke up and then I still had a little bit of a sleep on the plane.
But yeah, we didn't pass go. We didn't go home. We just went straight to the movies.
Went to sushi, got snacks.
How did you guys go? Did you stay awake? Were you tired?
Well, the best thing we did was look up the movies with the like reclining seats. Oh. And we had like beds. So it was like perfect.
But then I would have fallen asleep.
No. Comfy. Nah, it was funny.
Better than the first, sorry?
More serious?
Yeah, more serious.
More adult.
Yeah.
So the first one was in 2015. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Guys, I was in year six then.
So for those like me who haven't seen Inside Out, can you just give everyone the general premise? Okay, Sophie, I don't like having you here anymore because you make me feel old.
Sorry. Age is just a number.
So it's about the feelings in your brain and they're like running the show. And it's like cartoon. And that's why Maddie hasn't watched it because she just goes every cartoon.
I know. Am I alone in thinking this, guys, that I just can't buy into cartoons?
But it's very clever.
Yeah. It's really insightful on like how kids' emotions work.
And the second one is very much about our brains at the moment.
To be fair, I probably need to go and see it. All right. Maybe that can be my homework. Maybe that can be my goal. I'll skip ahead to my goal. Well, I need to watch do you need to watch the first one first?
I mean, you don't have to.
But to be fair, I'm not going to be going to the second one on my own because you guys have already been. So I'll watch the first one and then maybe later I'll go and watch the second.
Mm. Yeah, I like that.
How did you guys go? Then what about when you got home from the movie?
Stayed up.
You didn't sleep at all?
Nope.
We all hit a wall around 5:30 I could go to sleep right now and not wake up.
We did our washing. We got productive. I think that was the best thing about having like a few of us in the house.
Yeah. And because like Maddie, you didn't sleep on the plane and then Sophie didn't sleep the night before.
I was out like a light because I did not sleep before. It actually really wigged me out because like everyone's talking about like, oh, last night. And I'm like, it's still the same day. I'm really confused.
Can you talk everyone through this and talk about the fact that you had a roommate as well? So just explain what happened.
So we went and watched the reserves game after our game, then got back, had a cheese board.
It was such a weird day.
And then I think Sarah and I at 8 o'clock were like, oh, we'll go back up to our room, we'll read our books and then go to sleep. And then
people think that, you know, netballers after a game live this really crazy life where we go out of the town, but no, everyone's back in their room by 8 PM reading their fantasy novels.
It's true.
I'm like on the phone to Daniel over at Eagle, he's like, yeah, just got home from the game, I'm gonna go for a few beers. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm just reading about dragons.
I know who I'd want to be.
Yeah, correct, Zayden. Sorry, go, Zayden.
No. And then we read our books, and then I think maybe at like 11 o'clock Sarah put her book down and I was like, oh, I've only got like 100 pages left.
To make it to 11 was still pretty good considering we had to get up at 3:30.
I was asleep by then.
Then she was out and I just kept reading. Took me to 1 o'clock.
Did you have the light on while reading?
Yeah.
And did Sarah have an eye mask?
No.
But it wasn't
like a big, it was like
a the flashlight sort of thing. Yeah, yeah.
So then I was reading and she'd like wake up and I'm still reading. I'm like, go back to sleep. She's like rolls over and she goes, okay. Goes back to sleep. And then maybe at like, then I rewatched the game back. And then that took me to
11 PM?
No, that took me to 2 AM.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
And then Sarah again wakes up while I'm writing notes. I'm like, go back to sleep. She went back to sleep. And then
white noise of like of your laptop.
And then I was like, oh, well, might as well finish my assignment. So finished my assignment. That took me to 3 o'clock. And then I was like, oh, well, I've got half an hour left. I'll just watch TikTok. And that's what I did. And then Sarah woke up and I was like, yay, time to go to the airport.
I cannot. We'd went to sleep for 10 or something like that. So we got a decent amount of sleep. But so let's have that for context. Sophie hasn't slept at all, but then sleeps, the 4 hours on the flight. So you've had 4 hours.
Yeah.
Maddie slept probably, for the 5 hours, if that, the night before. And then you guys have stayed up. Mm-hmm. I had an hour long bath when I got home and then slept for 2 hours on the couch.
That's a hard temperature to get right.
Well,
I don't like baths.
See, I am so in my bath phase at the moment. I think it's because at the last place we were living and we didn't have a bath. And you know how it's like just the case of you always want what you can't have. And I think at the moment, you know when it's like a little bit cold and like I've got really bad circulation. Like I get really cold, like fingers and toes. And so I get home and like our place is pretty warm, but I'll just be like, oh, I just want to have a bath. And again, I think it's the things you do when like you're on your own. Like it's a very like individual thing, having a bath, obviously. But like, do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm home alone, so I'm like, oh, I might as well have a bath.
I think my last bath at was 3 p.m. because we had a,
yeah. And I'm like, I'm not having a bath at like 8 p.m. I'm having my bath at like 2, 3 p.m. Like, and I set up my like laptop. I watched Gossip Girl. I've restarted Gossip Girl. And it was just, but then I went to the couch after that because the problem with the baths, it makes you very sluggish. But sorry, in answer to your question about the temperature, I always make sure it's a bit cooler at the start. So then you want to keep adding heat because you're like, oh, I'm not quite comfortable there. And so then you never get to that really overheated stage.
Yeah, I feel like a hot soup.
Yeah, whereas if I get in and it's too hot, I literally last 5 minutes. I literally last 5 minutes in the hot soup. I was you're getting boiled. You become a boiled chicken.
A 5-star meal.
So then I fell asleep on the couch for 2 hours.
To be fair, your couch is really comfy.
It's a bit.
I too would sleep there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
But I've only been around once or twice.
Oh,
is that a dig? Well, I actually was thinking about that last night, thinking I haven't come over as much as I thought I would during this time.
Like, you've been busy.
Because we've hung out, but I feel like, yeah, at night time. Whereas like maybe, but you're right. Maybe I should just repay the favour and have you guys over. You need to come see the redecorated way that it is.
Yeah.
She can sit on the floor.
I think she'd like it.
Have some floor time.
Yeah, it's good. She loves a good mat and floor time.
I think
I'm a child.
Sometimes I choose the rug instead of the couch. Yeah. Well, I just lie
that's smart. You guys have beanbags though. Like a beanbag's always handy. I've thought about getting beanbags.
Do we have a beanbag?
Yeah, you got, we don't got use behind them. The couch.
Oh, not beanbag.
Yeah, I'll take that back.
I've lived there for 2 years and I've but you just not use it as like a beanbag.
You use it as a big pillow. It's behind the couches.
I've never seen that beanbag before.
She's so observant. All right, should we take a little break from the intro and then we'll get into some... I know, we're like, what are we going to talk about? It's been 11 minutes of talking about absolutely nothing, about baths and what time you wake up and Inside Out. But anyway, cool. So Sophie is the anchor. Are we okay to pause for a minute?
Yeah, yeah. Intro, quarter one, done.
Okay, it's quarter two. We've had a role reversal. Well, Sophie, do you want to come back? Come on, you take over.
You just kept looking at me for a really long time and I was like, me? Now? Yes?
I just really value eye contact. And we joked about that it lasted 10 seconds, but I'm taking over.
You can run the goals and stuff. So
okay.
Done. Well, there's not really a role. Like an even quarters. I know you said quarter one, but we sort of don't really do quarters anymore. So.
She's, she's a long time listener.
Long time listener.
Long time listener, but have you stopped listening lately? No, you're
she
great,
likes
Sophie.
Structure.
She does, which is fair. And do you like chit-chat?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm a yapper through and through. Okay, sorry, keep going.
Shanice, your mouth is moving a lot like a rat. So we've decided that we know why you've all come to listen today. And no, it's not because Sophie Fawns is here. It's because there's been a lot going on in the netball world. And everybody wants to know, what did we call it? The tea. And then Sophie made a reference to Inside Out 2.
I spilled the tea.
There you go.
No one's going to get it.
But anyway, there might be like three people that have listened, that have watched Inside Out 2 that also cross over as Mad Chatter.
It just came out like yesterday, so.
Well, those three people, you guys went and saw it yesterday, so.
That's true. Siklau will get it.
No, she won't.
No, she won't.
Sarah was probably asleep. Who are we kidding?
No, she had a bit of a kombucha explosion. It went all over her during the movie. It was so
See,
so
that's,
funny.
Again, elite athlete having a kombucha in the movies and not a Coke.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the tea.
Back to the tea.
We're not avoiding it.
Yeah, we're not. We've ummed and ahed about how to tackle this. We thought humour. We thought just spilling everything. We thought being really serious. And we've decided we'll come to a combination of all three except for the middle one, which is spill everything because we're not allowed to do that. But I guess just obviously a little bit of background for those three listeners that maybe haven't heard about what's going on in the netball world. There's been a lot going on in our camp. And it's been a very tough sort of what we've now said has been about a month, whereas it's probably all come out in the media in the last week or so. So, yeah, do you guys want to just talk through how it's kind of made you guys feel, I guess, this last month or so, or where you're at now with it all?
Yeah, I feel like it's obviously been a roller coaster of emotions for the group as well and for staff. I feel like it's been a whole, like, team club. Everyone's been impacted by it, unfortunately. And I don't know what to say from here.
But I think that's an important thing. I think, like, when something like this happens, like everyone thinks, oh, the poor team, like the poor girls on the court. And like, yes, it's hard for us because we're the ones that then have to go out every weekend and try and perform. But, you know, there's a lot that falls on to the coaches, to the staff, and it's actually the people above, like in the organisation, they're the ones that are having to put out the statements, you know, kind of make those final decisions and make sure that everything has been kind of handled in the right way. So, yeah, I think that it's definitely, that's probably the one bit of context that we can add, is that it's not just for the players, it's every person that is involved in kind of the Swifts, I guess, and even the fans. Like, they've, you know, lost a player that they all loved watching play, and
they're in the dark as well.
100%. And that's the thing, no one likes, you know, I'm the nosiest person out of everyone. I always want to know what's going on everywhere, so it is really tough to be someone that is so invested in something that then can't really know what is going on.
Yeah. And like, we haven't signed NDAs, but we're also good people, and we respect that the club wants to remain integral to what they've like said, they'll stand by it, and same on Sammy's part too. So in terms of that, like, yes, we haven't signed anything officially, but stop asking us.
Please stop.
But I think that, back to the asking questions though, I feel like the when you did your interview after the game ads, he actually asked good questions and being like is everyone okay, or like how's everyone feeling and things like that. Like, they're actually starting asking questions that are probably more meaningful and getting more insight into what been going on.
Absolutely. And I think that was the hardest part early on, was because the questions that everyone was getting asked was like, what happened? Like, and it's like, well, that's the stuff that we can't talk about. But what we can talk about is like the impact it's had, like the way that it has affected the team. And I think that that's probably the biggest thing that people need to realize as well, with the fact that it has gone on for a month. It's probably impacted people at different points more significantly. Like, for me personally, like, I've gone through a very different wave of emotions and probably went through different emotions earlier on to somebody else, and then have got to another emotion 4 weeks later that they're then going back to the emotion that I had in week one. And so it's not even like everyone's riding that same wave. So you're all, you know, low at the same time. You're all kind of getting out of it at the same time. That's, I don't know if you guys agree, but that's almost been the most difficult part, is that at very different points, people have almost been hit with different emotions that have impacted them in very different ways. So there's not like it's a, you know, I don't know what the analogy I'm looking for, in like one size fits all, in that like everyone has experienced the same emotion at the exact same time. Everyone has felt very, very different emotions at very different times. So it's been quite hard to manage in that sense.
Oh, just an Inside Out reference. It's like anger's taking over and then sadness is taking over.
I really need to watch this movie.
No, I...
comments?
No, I agree with everything you guys have said. It's been hard, and I feel like because it has been going on for so long, like like everyone else is finding out now. It's almost like the first week when it was happening, like everyone was so anxious, everyone was really distressed, and it was like, who do you talk to? Like all that kind of stuff, like going through those emotions. But it was like, you didn't want to tell, again, like you want to continue the integrity that the club had put out. So you didn't want to go and tell people or talk to, you know, outsider sources, not sources, but like your friends or their family and that kind of stuff about what was going on. It was sort of like almost eating you up a little bit. But now that everyone else is finding out, and you're sort of like, I guess, over that hill of like, okay, I'm ready to stop talking about it. Everyone wants to talk about it again. And you're like, so I'm so tired of this.
I think as well, I haven't watched the actual broadcast of our game back. Like, we just watch it through our little things. Yeah. But somebody did mention to me that I think even the commentators in that game made a bit of a call to be like, you know, it's done now. Like, there is a resolution. Like, we have kind of made a decision and the statement's come out. And I think, you know, the longer people have been trying to ask, they're going to realise that they're not probably ever going to find out, you know, the full story. And so I think it was quite good of them to say, we've got to stop talking about it. We've got to move on. And again, people can say that, and then there's always going to be speculation. But I think that the fact that people are finally recognising, you know, we've got to move on, otherwise it's just going to be something that follows, you know, everyone around. And it's not only us, it's the whole netball community for a long time as well.
100%. And I feel like, I don't know, it's like there's not much news in netball. So yeah, this one really got drawn out as well. And like, obviously the Firebird stuff coming out, I feel like we were a bit grateful for. So it took the spotlight off us a little bit, just to be like, well, we can breathe a little bit more. Not that it was like, I feel like it's hard because it doesn't impact how you're playing, but it does take in a massive emotional like toll, mental toll.
And I think the first time I got asked about it, I kind of went to that robotic answer and been like, no, it hasn't been a distraction. Like, no, of course it hasn't. Like, we're all 100% fine and it hasn't impacted us in any way. And then when I got interviewed after the game on the weekend, I was like, well, no, like, that's stupid of me to say that. Like, I think it was almost just like your brain's hardwired to be like, no, of course nothing distracts us from what we need to do.
Yeah, we are robots.
We are fantastic. But of course, but I agree with you, Mads. Like, it's still not affecting our ability to pass and catch and make a good decision. It probably just impacted more, you know, the build up to games and everything like that. And, you know, we talked about in the interview, like going into more of a moving circle. And so if I think that's been, you know, one of the absolute shining lights of this whole thing is that you've been able to show, I think I referred to you as like a 7 foot holding shooter with the way that you were holding because you were so strong. And I think that, you know, you've been able to adapt your game in that sense because previously you've probably come on as either like a goal attack role, if you know, or you've come on in the 2 point time to really have that impact. But to actually be a 15 minute, quarter, 60-minute game shooter, like that's the sort of experience that you can't buy. And I think that that is just the best thing that's come out of this whole situation.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, again, I feel like you never want to get your position because of somebody else's downfall. But, yeah, it is like I am excited to be playing.
And I think as well, you'd proven yourself enough to not be that it was just, you know, a tokenistic here, have this position. But I know what you're saying. You are very humble. But I think you, the things that you'd done leading up to that moment as well had proved enough that you were very capable of coming in and filling those shoes essentially. So we're very proud of our little Sophie.
I do just want to add as well, I feel like this whole situation has brought the playing group and staff like very close together. Like I feel like we always joke about how close we are and I feel like outsiders are probably like, oh, it's fake, like look what's happened now, but it's kind of gone the opposite and it's like become like a really tight-knit group, which is really cool to see. And I'm really proud of us.
I am too, because I think someone mentioned that in one of their articles about like if this happened in footy or something like that, like there's 40 players, you know, you lose one player and it's kind of like, oh, that's just sort of a normal week because of things that happen. But in netball, you've only got a team of 10. To lose a player that has been with you for 8 seasons, has won premierships with you, done all of that, it's always going to leave quite a significant hole. But you're right, because then it's up to the rest to come together more. So that's almost one of the benefits we have in being a smaller group is that you do band together tighter than ever. And I think even more so than the playing group, it's brought like, the staff above and the our support performance staff and everything like that. Like as a club, you've had to come closer together because you've all had to work together to kind of come out of it on the other end.
Yeah, and there's no vacuums, like no one's sucking the energy, which I think is really cool to see in a group.
So we've got the important stuff out of the way.
Serious stuff?
Done. Take it off. Maddie Ibrahim, we did that for you because we knew that if you were here, you'd want some substance. But we now decided that we would talk a little bit about the fact that while we try and stay away from social media and Twitter and all the kind of TikTok theories and everything like that, people still like to send us stuff and we still happen to see things. So we want to just dispel a few rumours that are going on out and about the place. Which one should we start with?
Do you want to start with yours?
Yeah. My pride ribbon. Everyone, I'm an ally. I'm not a part of the queer community, unfortunately. I wish I was, but I'm not. So I am an ally. And that is where I wear my ribbon.
Well
it's
done,
Pride
Sophie.
Month. It's Pride Month, yes.
I love that I said this was going to be more lighthearted, but I was like, that's actually that's a very serious point. So, no, that is awesome, Sophie.
Yes, and so. I stand by Sophie, not with Sophie.
Again, these comments might go over anyone's head that isn't on Twitter or TikTok, but.
Oh, don't dance to JoJo Siwa. It's got me in some hot water.
Maddie and Sophie are big Dance Moms fans, and they love JoJo Siwa's new song, Karma.
Hate it, absolutely hate it.
We are not together. We live in a house together, but we are not together.
But they do love each other. Like, we all love each other.
It's a platonic friendship.
Well, that's fantastic. And Maddie's dance to JoJo was just iconic because she's a good dancer.
I just thought, blonde hair, ribbon, I can do this and I can dance. Like, come on, dance
mom. Yeah.
Do you know where she started from?
And my rumor that's going around TikTok is really way more serious. People think that I tripped over my own feet, but I got ankle tapped, and I know that it's been a thing that's followed me around for a long time, is that I can't run a straight line, but if anyone slows it down, I did get an ankle tap, it stuffed up my feet pattern, I hit my foot, and then I fell. Mm. So
I actually think you're quite hard done by with people saying you're on the floor all the time. Like you're actually not on the floor that often, and when you are, someone has literally taken you out.
Well, there was one the other week where someone was like, oh my God, you spent a lot. I was like, what? Like, I was like, I don't even remember being on the floor. Like, I think maybe once, like I did the splits in one game. But
actually, I fell on my ass.
I think this year, Ali has probably spent the most time on the floor.
Ali to be fair, has some big
she
hits.
She flopped.
Do you know what I think as well? Like, everyone has their own way of landing. So
more safe.
I do an army roll because I actually have got, I don't think I've ever spoken about this. When I went to the AIS in like, I think it was like a TID camp in like under 17s, we literally did a skill. And anyone that was at that camp with me, and if you're listening, please stick by me with this. We did almost like, did you guys have tri skills, Sophie?
No.
Or we had, it's like an Adelaide thing where they, it's like a gymnastics sort of thing where they'd get out all the mats and you'd like climb so up fun. Things and stuff. Anyway, they actually taught us how to like fall to protect yourself, which was like tucking into like and doing sort of like an army roll rather than like either falling on your hands and breaking your hands or falling just on your face or whatever. And I think I just always really enjoyed that. And I was always like a kid that liked to like throw myself around. So I was like, this is fun. So I think now it's almost like ingrained in my mind that if I do fall, rather than just kind of like falling, I kind of roll, which does like
it looks cooler.
And I like, you know, you get a few bruises.
That's why
you don't hurt yourself. Yeah, exactly. But I've realised that Ali has her own technique where she doesn't want to put her hands down.
She lands on her tummy.
And she lands on her stomach. Like her hip bones must be blue from bruises.
Yeah. It looks painful when she does it.
But that's not water you're landing on.
No.
No, clear.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I actually don't think you spend that much time on the floor. And I would like people to stop saying it because it's not true.
Thanks, Sophie. You're appreciate welcome. You. I'm happy to be known for it if it means like you're going for the ball. But the one, and this is the problem, I think it comes like a story and then it's like, oh, Maddie must have just tripped over her own feet. Whereas I feel like if another player did it, they'd be like, oh, she had to have got pushed or ankle tapped. I mean, I don't know if an ankle tap is actually a contact though, anyway. It kind of is.
It's like tripping in other sports.
Well, that's true. That's very true.
Isn't that a rule?
Yeah, you're right, actually. And it should be.
Again, do we know our net rules?
No. At the end of the day, yeah. Technically, tripping is, ankle tap is worse than some other contacts because it means that your feet get caught up and you completely fall, whereas another contact might just result in getting knocked, not actually falling over. Anyway.
Netball rules.
Netball rules. Netball rules with a Z. I don't know if there's any other Twitter rumours that are going around. I feel like, Twitter is a great place, but...
Such a safe space.
Yeah. I guess, like, that's maybe something that if there's, like, younger listeners listening, actually, it's probably something to be, like, we often have people that go, like, ask us, you know, how do you deal with, like, what people say or the media and all that sort of stuff. And I think for us, well, I don't know about you two, but it's, like, you've got to kind of protect yourself and be like, you know, for me personally, like after a game on the weekend, everything happened, like I'll probably not go on Twitter right away or I won't go and look on social media or read comments or anything like that because I'm sort of like, well, it wasn't a great game. A lot happened. Like I don't think, especially straight after a game, you're not really in the headspace to have that. Whereas 3 days later, like a day like today, I'm sort of over it. Like, okay, I might put myself in a position where, you know, I have a bit of a laugh and go back on Twitter. So I think that for young people listening, like, you know, social media is a great place and a great space for a lot of things, but you've got to know yourself and know what you can handle. And I think that's where, as well, we kind of joke about people sending us stuff. It's like, well, maybe be careful who you're sending stuff to because people might not want to see that sort of stuff if they're trying to protect themselves in that sense as well.
100%. Stick to like Nan's message after the game. Bad luck today, Maddie. You girls tried so hard and you had such a good game. Well done. XXX.
That's what we need.
See, that's the stuff you want after a game.
I had my mum call me after the game. She'd had a few wines, but like she's talking, but she's like not talking about the game. She goes, oh, your press conference was so great. I cried. I was like, okay, like what about the game? She's like, oh, but the press conference. She's like, it was so good. I was like, oh, maybe I should just retire from netball and get into media. I was like, thanks, Mum. Selective information, but really appreciate you.
I did watch your press conference on TikTok. Sometimes it comes up, sometimes netball videos come up onto my TikTok and I always think, do you know that we're watching this?
I think it's becoming more of a thing though. There's a few, like, especially over, like with the controversies at the moment, it's popped up a lot more on mine, but there's a lot more accounts that are like specializing in like giving us the netball tea.
I mean, I love it. Good. Any media exposure is good media exposure.
Correct.
But yeah, it always comes up and I'm like, do you guys know that I'm watching you talk about me and my team? Or like,
it's so true actually. And you're like,
Our team?
And sometimes I want to comment and be like, that's wrong, but I don't know, just wipe past it.
So you get on a burner account.
I do have a burner account. Oh, I just exposed myself.
Exposed.
Yeah.
Why?
It's when I first made it in high school TikTok, and I was just a bit like, ew, TikTok's so gross. I would never get it. But then I'd be watching TikTok on my burner account.
I love that. Were you making TikToks on your burner account?
No.
Oh, okay.
So then when all the controversy happened with me my first year, I should have made my TikTok account then because I could have been famous when Kate Walsh.
Oh, I forgot about that. I was like, wait, what? Oh,
I was like, what have you done?
Sophie, you've been through it all.
Literally.
Wow. Back to like messages after the game. I feel like we have to talk about this. Like one of my favorite things is like after a game, the like kids and the fans in the crowd. And it's like, it's just the best experience because like you could have played the worst game of your life. Or like when I wasn't playing, like I'm in my full tracksuit and the girls would come up to me like, you played so well today. And I was like, thank you, but I didn't actually play. Or they'd be like, my favorite, what is it? Like, you're my favorite player. Can you please sign your, and then like, which one are you again? And I'm like, but I'm your favorite player. And you don't know my
Can
name.
You please tell the story of what happened on the weekend? I don't know if you've heard this yet, Sophie.
I haven't.
So actually, I had two things happen to me. Can I? The first one's kind of not as funny, but I had like the one of the like concierge, or what are they called? Like our, what are they? The people that look up, like liaison. Liaison lady come up to me and she's like, oh, someone up there's got a poster for you. Like, can you go and sign up for them after? And she's like, and happy birthday, by the way, because it said like happy 100th. And I was like, the fact that she thought it was my birthday because it said happy 100th. And I was a bit like, she's like, yeah, they keep saying it's your birthday. And I was like, and then I sort of thought she was joking. And then after we were walking out, she goes, oh, so it's your birthday today? And I was like, no, it's not my birthday. I just played my 100th game for the Swiss. I was like, but thank you. Thanks.
4th anyway, of December or 4th so of November funny. If you're asking Tony.
Yeah, my dad messaged me on the 4th of November once.
Oh my
Got in a month early. At least it's better than a month late. Good.
That's true.
This little girl, like I was actually impressed. There were a fair few like Swiss fans in Perth.
Yes.
And they stand out because red and green, Christmas.
Christmas.
They all were like yelling out after like, and one of them's like, Maddie, Maddie. And then I went and like side something and then this other one starts yelling out, Maddie Proud, Maddie Proud. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. She goes, we have the same name. And I was like, what? I was like, and originally because like some other girl that I'd signed something for was like a Maddie. And I was like, oh, so your name's Maddie too? She's like, my name's Maddie Proud. And I was like,
what?
And I literally was like, hang on. Like, and I was starting to walk back and I've like gone back, like walked over to the vent. She's like this 10-year-old girl or something. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, my name's Maddie Proud. And I was like, this is so crazy. I was like, I have never, ever, ever met anybody called Maddie Proud. Like, this is crazy. Like, I'm thinking, like, you could be my long, like, and she kind of like, she was like, brown hair, had a few freckles. I was like, maybe we're like distant relatives. Like, I'm sort of going through every story. And then I go like, so Madeline as well, like Madeline Proud, like P-R-O-U-D. She goes, no. And then I thought she was maybe going to say, no, it's Madison. I'm like, P-R-O-U-D, like Madeline Proud, P-R-O-U-D. She goes, no, Maddie Brown. And I was like, I'm like, oh,
that's not my name.
And then I was kind of like, but there was, but it was like wrong in both aspects because her name, she wasn't Madeline Proud. She wasn't even Madeline Brown. She was Madison Brown. Oh. And then I was like, well, there was a Madison Brown that played netball. Like there is a Madeline, like a Madison Brown that plays. And I was like, and her sister Kelsey, like was playing today and stuff. And she was kind of like, oh, like I laughed off and I was like, that was the weird. And like I kept saying proud, proud, proud. She's like, yes, yes, yes. I'm like, this is so weird.
Good to hear it checked.
I know. I'm like, is it me or is it her?
That
am I
so
the problem?
Funny.
So shout out to Madison Brown at the Fever game.
That is so good.
I love kids.
No, can we talk about the next bit after the press conference when you came back out?
Oh, hang on.
When you said, oh, yeah, I'll come back.
Oh, yeah. So all these people, like, again, there were a fair few people there and people made posters. Mm. 100 was great. And I got ushered away because I was like, had to go and do the press conference. And I was like, but don't worry, I'll come back. Just wait here. I've like done the press conference. It's gone for a while. I'm walking back out onto the court and the stadium is completely empty. I was like, good fans they were. In their defense, I think they got kicked out. And then even one of the ladies was like, are you looking for something? And I made up some story, been like, oh, I thought I left some stuff out here. Because I was like, I didn't want to be like, oh, yeah, people were going to wait for me.
That is so good.
God. There was a fair few funny things that happened in that. There was even one question, I don't know if you saw it, in the press conference where they were like to me, oh, so Maddie, like, you know, you played the full game, first game back last week after injury. And then this week, you know, you were monitored minutes because you didn't play the whole game. I go, no, I just didn't play very well. No.
Just suck. Hey, thanks for that reminder.
And the funny thing is, Bridie was like sitting there being like,
although I would have loved to like see reverse and like see if you answered, I wasn't managed minutes, and Bridie being like,
be like, hang on. What?
That's so good.
Yeah, you're only allowed to she wouldn't have exposed you.
Oh, so funny. So funny. Yeah, they cut that out of the TikTok version.
Yeah, literally, they only gave me the
good stuff.
The good stuff, the which juicy. Was. Not juicy anyway, but I thought you answered very well.
Oh, thank you. The key is just to say a lot of words and people get distracted by how many words you say.
Yeah. But then I, like, when I try and do that, I get distracted of what the question even was. And then I'm like, I'm too far gone to ask what the question was. And then I'm just like,
key to a good interview is to never actually answer the question. But Turner got interviewed after the game as well on Pivot, and we hadn't even spoken.
See that also on my TikTok.
And then turns out we literally had the exact same answer. We're like, that's scary.
I mean,
we are sisters.
The truth.
Yeah, that's correct. We had the same story. So the story is actually what happened.
We didn't collaborate a lie together.
We didn't go into interrogation with the same story. Okay, we need to stop talking about this. Otherwise, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. Let's have a little break.
1:45, done.
Do you want to do the intro for this?
Yeah, you go on, Soph.
Give us this jingle.
Oh, what kind of jingle? Stop beatboxing, you make me nervous. Game time. Woo! We're going to play a little game called Normal or Nah. Basically, you ask a question and we all vote, is that normal or nah?
And does it have to be something that you do?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I've made mine quite like specific to things that I do.
I can.
Wondering whether they're normal. One of mine is. This idea, well, apparently the thing on TikTok with Tony and Ryan or something like that, is it? And then Leanne.
We don't steal stuff.
Well, no, but it came through our DMs from Leanne Kaminsky, our number one fan, who makes our merch for us sometimes, and she messaged saying we should do this, so we liked it. We liked it. We really, really liked it.
Yeah. Okay.
Who goes first, Sophie?
I'll go first. I'll do my exposing one that everyone laughed at me for. When you were younger, in your room, doing like a workout after like you've been tucked into bed, and then you just do like a quick like. Some sit-ups, some push-ups, like quick ab workout. Normal or not? I think it's normal.
But my thing is like I need to unpack this a lot with you, which I tried to do at the time because I'm like, why are you feeling, A, that you need to hide the fact that you're doing a workout? Like for me, when you started, because I think Maddie, you originally were like, Maddie, you probably did this. But I was like, yes, I did it, but in public. Like I didn't have to, it didn't have to be a secret.
We weren't all superstars when we were 16, Maddie Brown.
No, but what I mean is like why, maybe you would have been if you'd been a bit more open about your workout.
10.
But why did you have to hide it?
I don't know, it's just embarrassing.
Oh, okay. So it was an embarrassment thing.
Yeah. I don't know, just do some sit-ups and stuff.
In your room. Were you because you couldn't sleep?
Yeah, the, oh, I don't know.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a deeper stemmed patriarchal topic, but we won't get into that.
I used to do weird stuff funny. Like exercise-wise, like when I, but like always just like when I was on my own, like I would do the weirdest like dance, like kind of step class routines on my own and like front of the mirror and stuff.
Okay, you were exposing yourself. But
Nobody did that.
But I would dance in the kitchen while my mum was
cooking.
But
mine was like the full like step, like as like an exercise, like because I can't dance, so that's my thing. Like I'm not a very good dancer.
So
my
step class.
Yeah, I'll pretty much do like a step class on my own or like an aerobics class.
On the Wii, yeah.
On Wii Fit?
On Wii Fit, fair.
She's doing it in front of the mirror.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, maybe that's my exposed thing.
Normal or not?
All right, Tony, your turn.
Mine's one that I do, not all the time, but sometimes if I'm feeling like I haven't accomplished things. So if I say, like, I've got to do my washing or, like, I've got a list to do and I'll do my washing, but I haven't put the washing on my list. Like, I'll put it on my to-do list and then cross it out.
Normal.
Hang on, wait, say that again.
So say I've got something to do, like do my washing.
Yeah.
And so I've done the washing, but it's not on my to-do list. I'll add it to the list just so I can cross it out.
I like that. Where's your list? In your notes?
Yeah, sometimes my notes, or sometimes I'll write it down.
Physically write it down. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More if I'm physically writing down my to-do list.
I think that's like for a sense of like achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Like I want a little pat on the back.
I think it could be normal. So like for me it's a nah because I don't do it, but now I'm like, I want to do that.
I mean, I don't do it, but if I'm like, as in I won't complete the task, do washing and then write it down and then tick it off. But if I know I'm about to do it, then I'll be like,
you're still
washing and then I'll tick it off. But if the task is already done, it's, no, I'm not going back.
I probably more do it in like that sense. Not all the time, but it's like if I feel like I want to achieve
something. You want to like you've had a long list and you've ticked it all off. I like that though. That's kind of like that's a good like mental health strategy, I find.
Thanks.
Inside Out 2 would be impressed.
Okay, you can't reference a movie if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, or number one.
Mine's one that I know that everyone knows about me, but I just want to talk about it because I want to see what you guys think. And also, if people have just happened to listen to this bonus episode, but to get to sleep, going through categories. But do you know what I've realised as well? I've gone deeper into this by realising I have to use the alphabet, otherwise I like lose track, if that makes sense. Mm. So what I'll do, Sophie, in the case you haven't heard, it's like, so I'll go to sleep at night, and if, you know, some nights you can just fall asleep straight away, but if I'm sort of feeling like, you know how people say, oh, your brain needs to be quiet to go to sleep. Mm. For me, it's like, no, I need my brain to be working because then it fatigues me. So I'll be like, all right, category is countries of the world, and then I have to say a country of the world for each letter. Yeah. Or like I'll do like baby names, like boys' names. All right, start at A, go through to whatever. And it's usually like I get to like D and then I will fall asleep, or some nights I'll go through really? It like five times.
So you should be going through the alphabet like three times.
Well, no, but I like I more means like for countries I'll go through it heaps of times. I say for names it might be like, oh, every name I like that starts with A, and I'll start thinking of them, and then I'll get to B, and then like that's where I'll either like,
wow.
Yeah. Maybe you should try it.
Well, my thought process is I couldn't do that, because if I did, like for countries, for example, if I didn't know, I would like just sit there and be like, well, I have to know.
Yeah, but I think that sometimes that's, oh, yeah, you'd have to look it up. That sometimes happens. Like, that happened to me last night. I had to start like Googling things, not about categories, just that I was thinking about. But I would just either skip it or I know everyone. You do it for long enough. But that's probably why I purposely do ones like I know, or like I learned like the states of America or whatever. So I know them, and then, but you're right. Then if it annoys me and I forget one night, it can be a bit dangerous. But that's why like I'll be strategic. Like baby names, you can't stuff up. True. Like you can't just not think of
it. Cool kid, anything. Mango.
Exactly. We've discussed this previously. Papaya.
Papaya.
Anyway, yeah. That's me.
My normal and all that I've just seen. Rinsing your dishes before you put them into the dishwasher.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's normal, but I don't do it.
Well, my thing's like, it depends on how dirty the plate is. Like, I'm a pretty thorough eater. Like, I used to joke about this with Maddie too. That one of her,
she is the dishwasher.
One of Maddie's things that annoyed me about her was that she'd leave like one piece of cucumber on her plate. Like, she could never eat everything.
So yes, I am.
Mine's like, I'm like licking the plate nearly. Like, I'm not licking the plate, but I'm making the plate clean enough by being able to put it straight in.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's like a fry pan or something I'm going to put in the dishwasher that has stuff, I'll kind of rinse that first.
Okay, you've got a plate and you've just had some chips on this plate and there's leftover sauce.
How much sauce? How thick is the sauce?
It's just tomato sauce, about a 50-cent piece.
Probably not then.
I'd probably rinse that because I would think it won't get clean. If it's like a 50-cent, but I'm saying, is it a 50-cent piece that's just like a thin layer, or is it like a dollop? No, I'd rinse the dollop off.
Rinse the dollop.
I'll just throw it in.
Okay.
That's probably why our dishwasher's disgusting.
I need to buy some dishwasher cleaner. Speaking, I will say on the dishwasher thing, are you putting the dishwasher tablet in the little catch thing, or are you just chucking it in?
No, putting it in the
tablet. I'm just chucking it in.
But I actually think that's what you, because my dishwasher at the moment, like I'll open it and like after a cycle, there'll still be like remnants of the tablet in there, which means that it hasn't completely dissolved. And so I think that I've seen something on TikTok actually that you're meant to just chuck it in the bottom, whereas I'll always put it in the slot. So maybe I should try not doing that.
Why is the slot there if you're not supposed to use it then?
I don't know. Maybe it's if you have like just powder or something like that. But I agree though, Sophie, I do it all the time. But I think my dishes haven't been getting washed as well as I would like. So I think I'm going to try that.
That wasn't my real one. I don't want to use that.
Okay, no.
Going off that, in the laundry, the washing machine, are you putting it on the top loader straight into the clothes, or are you putting it into the little?
No, I'm putting it into like the pulley outy thing.
Oh,
I'm putting it as in the dishwashing powder.
The washing powder, yeah.
But then if I'm adding, say, like a White King or like a stain remover, I'll put that straight in like with the other stuff. But I don't think it really matters because it's all ending up in the same place.
Well,
isn't
it? Every time I put in the liquid into that little thing, it drips into the clothes anyway.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
Sort of the whole point. Yeah.
What's the point?
Might as well put it on the clothes.
That's okay. I've got one, not directed at anyone in this room. If you can't go to sleep at night, categories aren't working. Don't me. The categories aren't working. You're still awake. Is it normal to go out and sit on the stairs?
Oh, my God.
Not unless you're a serial killer.
I did it once. Once.
Sophie, I'm going to defend you for like a part of this, but not the complete part of this, because I have found I used to really struggle with sleep. I'm better now, but I would find that just getting up and like I'd go to the toilet or something, even if I didn't need to go, because I would find getting up would help me. Or then I'll come back into my bed and I'd almost like my mum used to tell me to do this. Like I'd sit up, like I wouldn't lie down in my bed. I'd sit up in my bed because it makes you tired by not being able to lie down. But yeah. I've never gone out into a public area of the house and sat on like a staircase and done it.
It's like midnight.
Imagine if we got up to go toilet or something and we just see her staring out.
No, that's creepy.
I would have just stood up and pretended I was going downstairs. But it's actually like a sleep technique of like changing your scenery.
Yeah, I have heard that too.
Yeah. I'm saying not normal. Just go to sleep.
I still just don't think it's normal, but I can understand why you do it.
All right, fair enough. Fair bump. I also don't think it's normal, but it works.
She hasn't done it since she told us she did it.
Yeah. Embarrassing. Now I just sit there and suffer.
Oh, God. I had a really good one just then that I hadn't written down and now I've forgotten it. But which one am I going to go to? I feel like we've sort of briefly talked about this before, but audition videos.
No.
What about them?
So I'm probably
– I've never done but one. But
pre-TikTok – oh, no, I'm not talking about me making audition videos.
I thought that's what you meant.
No, watching them.
Oh.
Like, but I'm saying this is like pre-TikTok. Like, I would just Google into like search into YouTube, like best auditions of all time, where I'd go like Australian Idol top 12 performances or whatever. Or I'd be like, I love like, especially the American, like X Factors, America's Got Talent. And I'll try and go into like their channel, the series like that's currently on, and I'll watch through all of them, which I thought was like, there's more one that I thought like, that is I was like, everyone must go to bed doing the same thing. And then I started to realize, no, not everyone's doing that.
No, I have no.
Never?
No.
Yeah.
My mum and grandma.
I think it might be a generational thing. As in, yeah, me, your mum and your grandma are doing it. Because I must admit, it was pre-TikTok because now they just come up on my algorithm in TikTok.
I was going to say, I'm only watching it if it pops up. I'm not searching.
You're not searching. I'm actively searching it. Like The Voice, I used to always watch The Voice auditions.
Yeah.
Did you guys also, this kind of stems into that as well, like as kids, did you guys play, like get like auditions? Like, so we would like play Australian Idol.
Sophie's face right now. So, what?
Like me and my brothers and we had like family friends that came over and like we would play Australian Idol. Yeah. So we'd have judges. We would, like I've talked about this on the podcast before.
Actually, Katie and I used to play The Voice, but just us two.
Yeah, there you go. See, it's normal.
My one. Don't know how to like say is it normal or not, but like recording yourself like lip syncing to videos. So
I used to on Snapchat a lot.
For context, my Snapchat memories came up 5+ years ago of me lip syncing to a video, and I'm really embarrassed about it. And I showed it to Sarah, and she couldn't stop laughing. And then said,
"We're gonna need this for socials."
Then she said, "It's okay because Maddie Proud did this up until she was 25. So the fact that you're doing it at 15 and have stopped since then and you're 20, you're doing well for yourself."
Sarah's correct. I do this all the time.
And suddenly.
Sometimes I wouldn't lip sync, I'd just sing. But yeah, lip sync. I would do this all the time.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Because she made fun of me, but I was like, it was a TikTok trend, I swear to God.
We'll see. Again, I was like pre-TikTok when I was doing it. But yeah, I used to do it all the time, especially on Snapchat. Okay, so that would be like normal. My whole Snapchat videos would just be me like singing along to like whatever was in the car.
Okay. So normal.
Well, only normal for you and I, Sophie, and I think we're beginning to realise that neither of us are very normal.
It's okay.
Oh, God.
Oh. Anyway, you're not getting that video. It would die.
That's living in the deep depths of
that is my deep, dark secret.
Oh, dear.
The video of it. I've already exposed what I did.
Got any more?
Not really. The other one I was going to half mention was like, did you guys write songs as kids?
No.
I think I did. Yeah,
I was just saying, I feel like it would be kind of normal when you were musical. But like, I remember it so vividly. Like, me and my friend Molly Armfield, shout out to you, Molly, we would like write the song. We had like a pretend music video to it. Like, I still remember the song now. Like, we sing it.
Can
like,
we just say that, like, you did it in your book as well? Like, it's not like you.
That's true, actually. I do it all the time now. That's my favorite part of writing Grace on the Court, is that I get to make up songs.
Like, you're still doing it.
But, okay, this is a pop quiz for you guys. You guys know the words to the song I made up. Yeah. Go.
Gotta get to school, something like that.
I don't know it.
Like, Helen Hauser was like, come downstairs, you gotta get to school. Here's your lunch,
she was
bed.
And I was like,
go get your bag. I'll meet you in the
she
car.
Said you made it up. And I was very impressed, actually.
I know. I was lying in bed one morning. Yeah, my mom gave me a warning to get to school on time. Otherwise, attention was mine. Come downstairs, you gotta get to school. Here's your lunch, you better eat it all. Go get your bag, I'll meet you in the car. Or you can walk, it's not that far.
August Moon who?
But yeah, it's become a thing now where we must spend a day. I reckon it was an hour old, like, we're like at the house and we're all in the pool or something and we were singing it. And it's, anyway, there we go. Maybe I'll record it.
Yeah, maybe you should pick that back up.
Yeah, I think I could.
Songwriting?
I think it's got potential.
Next career.
Next career. I could go to school. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Actually, you guys wrote me some very funny. So the girls for my 100th for the Swiss gave me like a framed poems, and each player had to write like a verse themselves. And it was so funny that I had to guess who like wrote them. They were so, so good.
Mine was about not passing Maddie the ball on the ground, because why on earth I would do that, I do not know why. That and the fact that I like looked over to the bench and it literally felt like, oh my God, like Bryony was like pointing to her brain, like, what the hell was that? I was like, I don't
think,
know.
Think, Sophie, think. But my thing is, like, you should be able to receive the ball on the floor. Likewise, I get the whole not being able to then stand up because you're then technically stepping. But if I have fallen over, whatever, Sophie passes me the ball, they should still be able to go 3 feet. Like, it's my disadvantage. I'm on the floor. I'm just not allowed to stand up. If I can get rid of the ball, I think it's play on.
You were like a turtle.
I was also in the circle.
She was like in the circle, scooting out. And I'm like, do I help her or – and I just gave her the ball instead.
But this is where, like, I'm not trying to bag the umpire, but this is where the netball rules confuse me, because it was called advantage contact. I am – it's down our
She's
attack end.
Shot,
I get knocked like, into the circle.
Almost the
I'm
area.
On the ground and he's calling out advantage contact, but I'm in the circle taking up space, and then it means that there's no one for Sophie to pass to because two players had gone onto Paige and I'm still on the floor trying to get up out of the circle.
At least you didn't throw it at her head.
I sort of glitched as well, because I had this like fear that I couldn't stand up in the circle because it's like a space I'm not allowed in. So I like scooched, yeah, exactly right. Like I scooched out
like
of the circle
turtle.
To then stand up. But I was like, my brain now goes, why didn't I just stand up in the circle? But I thought he'd call me for offside. But if I'm on the ground, I'm not offside.
Why did I pass it to the only player on the ground instead of
We're both as bad as each other. We're both as bad as each other.
Yeah, I'm really embarrassed. That is one of the cringe moments that I think about before bed and I go,
that's your Roman Empire.
Why?
Oh, God.
Actually.
Right.
Well, guys, that was fantastic. Should we break now and get back into.
Yeah.
What do they call them? Goals and that?
Goals, gains, and obstructions.
Thank you, Sophie.
GGO. GGO. Goals, gains, obstructions.
What a jingle.
Is that a lullaby? That was beautiful.
It was my spin off of Hot to Go.
I like it. Thank you. I like it a lot.
Goals, gains, obstructions, ladies.
What are we starting with, Soph?
Normally we'd start with goals, but I don't have one yet. So, gains.
You're actually incorrect, because usually we start with obstructions.
Wow. Do we? Fake listeners.
Okay, you threw me off with goals, gains, obstructions.
Obstructions.
Anyways, whatever.
Turner can start with the obstructions.
My obstruction is that we've had to get this like pool pump put in. But like... it's to drain the pool, because at the moment when it rains or if we leave the tap on.
It happened once and I'm not the only one.
It like leaks into our neighbour's shed and he's getting really annoyed. So we've got this pump, but the issue is that there's a tube that goes from the pump to the like the back of the house down into one of the pipes across the grass. And there's also a cord that comes from the pump that's like an extension lead taped onto our fence now. Because that was the plumber's fix.
So it's not very aesthetically pleasing.
No, I'm like, you're ruining our grass. Like, so Sophie lovely. Maintains that grass so well. So that's my obstruction.
That's really sad. Mine's sort of to do with my house as well, is that, like, we got some outdoor blinds installed the other day, but they couldn't finish it properly because they'd got the wrong measurement for something, but then they still haven't let me know when they're coming back. Oh. And I'm like, so it's kind of like sitting there as a half job. And I'm like, if you're going to start something, you might as well finish
and
it.
And you can't do anything.
And I can't do anything. So it's that. And then also we're meant to be getting a landscaper coming to do some stuff, and I still haven't heard back from them either. And I'm a very impatient person and I don't like having to wait for people, and it's been a long time. And there's a few things going on in our building, but it's like, what's strata for if they're not actually going to help you with it? And they just keep telling me that I need to like call an electrician. And I'm like, I don't think that's the problem. And all these things always happen when Daniel's away. I have to draw it on my own.
So the issue is Daniel.
Yes.
Obstruction, Daniel.
Obstruction, Daniel. Bye.
My obstruction, having to be at uni while everyone else is on holidays now. Mm. It's really sad.
Are you doing why is that?
I'm in trimesters. Mm. So I think I'm in week 4 now, and everyone else is like just starting their 2-month holiday.
Are you in week 4?
I don't know.
I feel like you've been on holiday until last Wednesday. Can we just say, Sophie cannot do a PowerPoint to save herself.
The last time I did a PowerPoint was literally like year 5.
Canva.
You're meant to be Gen whatever you are. You're meant to be good with this sort of stuff.
I was really, I was actually quite proud. Can I just say, Sarah Clough
She's my obstruction. No, Jake. Sarah Clow, I'm showing her my PowerPoint and she's like, yeah, Sophie, like it's really good. I just think like Maddie Turner can make it pretty for you. And then again, I'm like showing other people and everyone else is sort of like, oh, and she's like, no, it's good. I just think Maddie Turner's really good at this stuff. And I show Maddie Turner and Maddie goes, oh, what is this? And Sarah goes, I know.
Can I just say, dog, she had about 10 slides. 9 of them are blue scheme and then the last one's brown. She thought, I might just mix it up for the last one.
Switch it up.
Job square.
Thank God you're doing an art degree.
You actually have helped me with my assessment. So thank you so much, because Sarah Clow also said that my writing was good and that I showed Maddie proud. You were actually really, really nice about it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was just, could you just a little bit of tweaking?
Yeah.
You did well.
Wow, I was less impressed. Start again.
Oh, dear.
Gains.
My gain is that we made the potty happen without many ears.
Yes.
I feel like previous years we've just let it drop off.
But to be fair, we haven't got it out yet.
True.
But let's just hold. Yeah, I like it. The intention is there.
Thanks, Matt. So I take my gain away.
It's a great gain, Matt. Sorry, it was fantastic. Is that it? Yeah. Is that it?
Next.
I've got lots of gains. Mine's that... One of our spoilers is going to be like, we've got some great information, insight, scoop. And it was going to be like, Maddie's written half of Grace of the Court. But I have. I'm like over halfway through, I think. And on a bit of a roll. And that's been my goal for a while. My other gain is just to play 100 games of the Swifts. And I thought everyone made a very like big deal of it and was very special. And especially special was the fact that Latrell Mitchell sent me a video. That was just, yeah.
She almost wet herself.
A beautiful. I literally like threw my shoes away. I was screaming. It was great.
Tears.
There were tears. There were definitely tears.
See, I thought your game was going to be that you got to sing your song on the podcast.
Oh yeah, that's also definitely it. Any record producers out there, yes, I might sell it to you.
My gains. I've got a few also. Being asked to be on the podcast again. Thank you for having me. Love you. I finished my books. I finished The Dictionary of Lost Words.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
So
I
good. Am,
don't. Turner was asking me about the ending. No spoilers. And I was like, oh, I actually expected something different, but
I
I'm
can't
also,
even really remember the ending right now.
Like, it was also a good ending, but I, yeah, wished it was different.
Okay, I'm going to try.
And I finished my Crescent City book, the first one, which is a big mofo.
So many readers.
Big mofo. And I didn't have to do my extra session this week.
Yay!
Sorry, Lachlan.
Does that mean you're going to do a secret one in your bedroom?
No. No.
A secret upper body pump, just push goes.
Sorry, just go to bed early, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's so funny.
I would never. Anyways.
Some dips on the stairs.
I've got PTSD from dips. Okay. Goals.
My goal is to get Sophie as a roomie. Sarah spoke very highly of you.
Really? Excuse me? This is off the back of rooming with me.
You never get the same person twice.
Yeah, but I thought you were more meaning like, oh, apparently she's a good roomie, unlike mine.
No, I've heard some great things. Yeah.
Yes. But you guys are like,
I think it's because we live together.
Full-time
roomies.
So yeah, no, but I couldn't give another goal. So, and I thought that would make her happy at least.
I guess as well you don't just do one-on-one things.
It's not really my goal, but I just thought.
I'm sure we could rig the system.
She's already requested Ali.
No, I didn't. I requested Maddie or Ali. Actually, I specifically requested Sarah for Perth, and then Brian was like, "Haven't you two already roomed together?" And I was like, "No."
Hang on. Since when did the request system come into play? So I didn't know about.
No, there is no request system. Only Sophie apparently requests.
Sarah and I requested at the same time. It was a low point in the season.
Oh, I'm sorry. An even lower point in the season would have been to room with anyone but Sarah. We've just talked about how tight-knit of a team we are, and now you're trying to say this.
There actually isn't anyone I wouldn't want. Actually, exactly. Do you know who I'm going to change my mind. I want to room with Grace.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she'd be great.
I thought that would be great. I want to get to know Grace.
Yeah, I like
She's
that.
She's funny.
I like that.
We love Grace. Sophie is not funny.
Funny, weird.
Funny, huh?
I take my goal back. I want Grace.
That's good. My goal is to watch Inside Out.
Yay! Oh, good goal.
Very
good
achievable.
Goal. Thanks. My goal is to, I don't know how much I want to commit to this, but potentially starting to watch Black Mirror.
Oh, ooh. That's an easy commitment because you can just watch. You can just watch a random episode. Like, you don't have to watch them in order or anything.
I've watched the Miley Cyrus one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I don't think you'd like it.
Oh, see, I just think I'm too nervous that this will happen in real life.
Yeah, I think she gets scared of kidnapping and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is a relevant fear.
That's a story.
Oh, we do have a story time, actually.
Yay.
Turner and I came in the same car, but I had to get something out of the car. So she gave me her keys and she had physio, so she had to leave like really quickly. Anyway, on the way, she pops up Ali's windscreen wiper.
Classic gag, like old school gag, you know.
And Turner's already gone at this point, and I'm like, oh my God, Ali's windscreen wiper's up. I'll put that down. I put it down, and then I'm like, run up to Turner. I'm like, hang on, did you put a windscreen wiper up? She goes, yeah. And I was like, I just put it down. And she goes, why? And I said, because that's like kidnappers. Either like mark you by like pulling up the windscreen wiper, or they like put something on your dashboard or shit like that, or stuff like that. Anyway, what? So I thought Ali might have been targeted for be, like, my first instinct.
Then you take your time to put it down. That's when they grab you, apparently.
Yeah. So
I have never, ever, ever heard this. Now I'm my first instinct out.
Was to put down her windscreen wiper.
Even though I walked past her car a minute before she
Sophie,
did.
That's really thoughtful of you though.
Thank you.
But it's also very paranoia of you as well.
And you never park next to vans.
Okay.
Because then they can grab you too.
God, I need
what if the van parks next to you? You're not getting in your car?
No, I will, but really quickly.
You've got a conundrum.
The bag is coming with me into the driver's seat.
Fair, that's fair.
Yeah.
God, Sophie, we learned so much off of you.
Yeah, anxiety. That was another Inside Out reference.
Sophie, is there something you would like to say to finish the podcasts?
Do you want to do it?
No, I want you to.
Okay. Perfect podcast don't exist.